Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. April 16th, 2026. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Today we turn from understanding Romans 8:1 to living it. Using a simple inductive Bible study method, we ask three questions. What does the verse say? What does it mean? How should I respond? Observation. What does it say? Romans 8:1 states, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The verse makes a clear declaration. It speaks about a present reality now. It removes condemnation completely, no condemnation. It identifies a specific group, those who are in Christ Jesus. The language is confident and decisive. Interpretation. What does it mean? The verse teaches that believers have a settled legal standing before God. Because of Christ's finished work, condemnation has been removed. This does not mean we never feel regret or conviction. The Holy Spirit still corrects and guides us. Yet, conviction is different from condemnation. Conviction leads us toward repentance and restoration. Condemnation speaks final judgment. Romans 8:1 tells us that final judgment has already been addressed at the cross for those who belong to Christ. To be in Christ Jesus means that our identity is united to Him. His righteousness is credited to us. His sacrifice satisfies the penalty of our sin. The verdict over our lives has been spoken. We stand accepted. Application? How should I respond? First, examine your inner dialogue. When you fail, what do you tell yourself? Do your thoughts align with Romans 8:1? If you are in Christ, you must learn to reject thoughts that contradict God's declared verdict. Second, approach God with confidence. Prayer should not feel like entering a courtroom with uncertainty. You come as one already justified. Let this truth shape the tone of your worship and confession. Third, extend grace to others. A heart that rests in no condemnation becomes patient and merciful. Remembering your own standing before God helps you treat others with humility and compassion. Romans 8:1 invites you to live with assurance. The sentence of condemnation has been removed. The path before you is one of grateful obedience shaped by grace. Reflection questions. 1. According to the entry, what is the difference between conviction and condemnation? 2. How can examining your inner dialogue help you apply Romans 8:1 personally? 3. In what ways should your confidence in no condemnation affect your prayer life and relationships? Memorization, reminder. Before this week ends, aim to recite Romans 8:1 confidently from memory. Say it aloud in the morning and again before bed. Write it without looking. Let this verse anchor your heart in the assurance of God's grace.